Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
We're recording. Hello, everyone. We are here.
Oh my
Hello,
God,
everyone.
So delirious. Welcome to Two Black Girls on Rosa.
We're two black ass girls invade a. Well, what the hell we invade? And we're two black. Because we're so. You guys, Monday at 11:50. We are just now starting to record after watching that 3 hour long episode. Be patient with us. Okay, I'm going to try this again. We're two black ass girls invade the whitest show on earth. The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we just watched the 3 hour motherfucking premiere.
Jesus Christ.
Of Peter the Pilot season of The Bachelor. God help us.
This was one of those episodes where I looked at the clock and I was like, it's only 7. It's only 9:37.
Oh, I knew I was going to feel every
10:45.
I knew I was going to feel every bit of this 3 hours. I knew it. Literally before the show at like 7:55, I literally prayed to God to give me strength. Like right before the episode started, because I just knew it was going to feel like 3 hours. And here we are, alas, 11:50, starting to record.
Here we are. We love you.
We love you guys. But yeah, we just watched the premiere. I'm very curious to hear your thoughts. So let's just go into it. What are your initial thoughts, Justine?
So first thought is that Hannah Brown and Peter conversation is the most relatable thing we've seen on this show since Rachel.
Oh, shit. It was some raw. That was raw. Like... That's that some raw real. Emotion. Raw. That was real. The two of them struggling.
Yep. And we'll get deep, deep into it. But sometimes there are some exes that you just can't see. Because it'll never go away.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
And somebody who you fucked 4 times in one day, I'm guessing he's one of those people.
Oh, God. Is Hannah digmatized? Is this what it's all going to boil down to?
It's not even digmatized. It's that, like, that physical chemistry is never going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
If they had that much physical chemistry in one night, like, it's never going to go anywhere. So they shouldn't try. But, girl, get your check. We ain't mad. This group of girls is, like... a little boring. Did you think they were a little boring?
Yes. I said, like, I wrote in my initial thoughts that I think the Hannah drama is probably the best thing to come to this season because otherwise these girls
season.
I don't know. Because these girls they cast, they just seem like a nice group of girls. Like, I don't see a natural villain rising to the surface. I'm not quite sure what, like, the season drama themes are going to be. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, they're a little boring. I was going to say, I don't want to say boring, but
Here's why I think they're boring, though. I think they're boring because some of them came here for Mike. And I think if Mike was the Bachelor, they would literally be clawing each other's eyes out. But Peter is like, and this is my third initial thought, is that he's kind of like a little kid. Mm. Like, he seems very childlike to me in his actions. Like, at one point, I just wrote down that he looks like Woody from Toy Story. Like, he was just, jumping up and down. And I was like, bruh, don't you work with planes all day? I don't know. I was just, he just seems like a little kid to me.
I definitely get that vibe as well.
Right? Like, ugh. And then someone sent us a segment of an interview with Chris Harrison where he says that Chris Harrison had to like rough him up and tell him what to do a little bit, which seems exactly right. Because he's like immature, comes from a family who expresses their emotions without just any qualms.
Oof. Right.
Jesus, I forgot about that. So we'll see. And then I am so happy, you all. I am ecstatic. I am enthralled that I did not have to see a goddamn watch party tonight in Minnesota, in Vancouver.
My God.
In Zimbabwe. Right. Okay. I am so happy.
Zimbabwe. That's true. They spared us the watch parties. I didn't even notice that. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. It was the first. I was, like, on edge. I was like, if they show us a goddamn watch party with a bunch of people eating pigs in a blanket, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to fucking lose it.
Oh, I'm so happy they scrapped that. I did not even notice that. But that shout out to you, ABC. Mm-hmm. You probably heard, listened to the people and saw the tweets last time that we tired of that shit.
Yep.
So thank you. You just gave us 8 million commercials instead. But I'll take that.
What are your thoughts, friend?
I mean, a lot of the same with you in terms of the girls. So kind of said that already. Same, yeah, Peter, he's a nice guy. He's a fine young man. Like, we said this before. He's a great family. Fucking love his mom. I literally was crying when they were renewing their vows. Like,
so crazy.
He's got a great family. Oh, God. But he's just so, he is so regular.
Yeah.
Like, so regular. Even Colton was more interesting because he at least brought the, like, virgin.
All right.
Thing. Okay. He was, and I used to stand for Colton because I used to think he was so damn fine before, so at least I had some type of something with him. Even Ari's old ass brought a little something. Peter just isn't giving me much to work with. We made that face.
Well, I know, Ari. I made the kombucha girl face, you guys, because what did Ari bring? You know what Ari brought? A great group of girls.
That's what I'm saying. His old ass. That was his edge. He was old. Colton was the virgin. Ari was old. So, like, the group of girls kind of made it interesting because they're all young. So there's, like, already a weird dynamic. But Peter, he's just nice and regular and basic as hell. And the girls that he got are also very nice. Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
And I guess they announced Peter being the bachelor so early because Ari's group was for Peter. But they didn't announce that Ari was the bachelor until like a week before. I remember that.
Yeah. Yep. Day. Yep.
So I think they didn't trick the crop this time around. So some of these girls really do like this man. So they're going to be regular just like him.
I know. I was thinking that too. I was like, a lot of these girls genuinely seem like they actually want to be here for Peter. What? Like, I'm sure there's a few in there that are like, that were still kind of hoping for Mike, but a vast majority of them were here for Peter. And so it's just like a very well matched group of girls and not much drama or like judge to them.
So
those are my initial thoughts. All right. But we'll see how this season unfolds.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5.
From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.